17 charts that show where content marketing is heading. Original post by Neil Patel, narration by Liz. When digital marketing guru Neil Patel started using content marketing, there were fewer than 30 million existing blogs. Today, there are more than a billion, and now, in a competitive market, there's a need for the constant monitoring of updates. To shed light on what really works and what is less, Patel has collected information from 183 companies from various industries that have been doing content marketing for at least 8 years. Patel's article is accompanied by 17 graphs that present the data. It's certainly worth a peek, and you can even use them as a reference by including them in your presentations. So here are the main insights that can be drawn from the charts. Social media traffic is decreasing from year to year. The reason for this is simple. Social network algorithms have become super smart. Facebook, for example, operates algorithms that significantly limit the possibility of promoting your content through links on Facebook. They want to leave the users inside Facebook to click on sponsored ads. Our organic content is not worth any money to them, therefore they have no interest in helping us promote it. In other words, do not expect a significant amount of social traffic if you don't pay them. According to the information collected, 51% of all blogging traffic came from organic promotion or SEO. If you're engaged in content-based marketing, you should take care of guest articles or PR articles to get as many links as possible to your site. Such links will produce stable and consistent traffic that's not affected by algorithm updates. If already SEO, Google moved from pushing web pages to pushing quality content. Blogs generate 60 to 62% of the traffic that results from searching the site. Although blogs pop up like mushrooms after rain and people make tons of content, there's really no choice but to do the same if we want to be loved by Google. In other words, promote content instead of promoting the site itself. Another interesting point is that we need to take content marketing very seriously. If we're talking numbers, we recommend 5.7 pieces of content on average per week if you want to grow over time. The more pieces of information we have, the more likely we are to attract more visitors. Challenging. In addition, one chart shows that the chances that a blog reader becomes a paying customer are 74% greater than someone who has never read the blog. While advertising is increasing, it's fun to know that a good blog really can increase conversion rates. We should emphasize that blog visitors do not immediately turn into paying customers. According to Patel, a surfer will become a paying customer only after he's entered a blog an average of 3.15 times in a process lasting at least 2 weeks. For that to happen, your blog should contain your most valuable content. Patel also expects to see a significant increase in the production of video and audio content, a trend that is already gaining momentum as we speak. YouTube, Facebook, and The Entourage are promoting content that retains users and for as long as possible. So even though most of the content on the web is written right, you should now invest in more content-generating formats. In conclusion, instead of relying on theories and slogans, Patel did all the work for us and investigated the subject on the ground. In the other graphs, you can find statistics on the number of staff members that are handling the blogs, the average number of sub-providers, the average number of posts posted to blogs each month, the average length of a post, and more.